This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tragically, another mass killing in the U.S. We don't know why a gunman opened fire in Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday, killing four people at a medical building on a hospital campus. Police say the shooter is dead, too, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum.
This campus is sacred ground for our community. For decades, this campus has been a place where people have come to work. Heroes have come to work every day to save the lives of people in our community.
The AP's Tim McGuire.
At least four victims and the shooter are dead. St. Francis CEO Dr. Cliff Robertson.
Pray for the families and the loved ones and the victims of this senseless act.
Tulsa follows by a little more than a week the Uvalde school shooting that left 21 dead and 15 days since the Buffalo shooting, in which an 18-year-old white gunman is accused of killing 10 blacks at a supermarket.
Funerals are underway this week in Uvalde, Texas, for those killed there. Services yesterday for teacher Irma Garcia and her husband Joe. He died of a heart attack 2 days after she was killed. In the aftermath of these mass shootings, a House committee is taking up a gun bill. The Judiciary Committee hearing focuses on a bill that would raise the age limit for buying a semi-automatic center-fire rifle from 18 to 21. As Russia's war in Ukraine drags on, Ukrainian President Zelensky says 200,000 children are among those who've been forcefully taken to Russia. In France, hundreds of people have reported being pricked with needles at nightclubs or concerts. Nobody knows who's doing this or why. Gas is $4.71 a gallon. This is AP News. It's party time in Britain. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is there.
Britain's celebrating Queen Elizabeth II's 70 years on the throne with 4 days of festivities. The 96-year-old monarch's Platinum Jubilee kicks off with a full staging of Trooping the Colour, the parade of more than 1,400 soldiers that mark the Queen's official birthday. On Friday, a Thanksgiving service will be held at St. Paul's Cathedral to mark her 70 years on the throne. There will also be a live concert billed as the Platinum Party at the Palace, and the celebrations will end on Sunday with a pageant led by the Gold Stagecoach. Charles de Ledesma, London.
They found a mountain lion in an empty high school classroom in Pescadero, California. They safely captured him for release into the wild. No students or teachers were on campus at the time, say police. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.